Penguin Random House Audio presents A Low Country Heart, Reflections on a Writing Life by Pat Conroy. Read for you by Scott Brick. This book is dedicated with great love and gratitude to Pat Conroy's devoted readers. A note to the listener. When Pat Conroy died, we all felt bereft. He had sent me less than 200 pages of his new novel, The Storms of Aquarius, about four male friends and teachers who came of age during the Vietnam War years, which he very much wanted to finish. But that was not to be. We are still searching his journals for more on this novel, and at some point we may have something to share with you. However, because we did not want his faithful readers to be without something from him, we gathered together his blogs, he hated the word, some letters and essays he would have wanted to share with you, and an interview, and we asked his wife, Cassandra King, who was also a writer, to contribute an introduction. Additionally, we included the farewell letter from his best and oldest friend, Bernie Shine. What follows is all of this, under the title, A Low Country Heart. Nan A. Talese, Editor. Introduction. Pat Conroy and I met in 1995, several months before his 50th birthday. Being a year older than he was, I had already passed that milestone. Pat would later write that he never imagined a man and woman in their 50s could fall in love and build a happy, prolific life together. In our youth-obsessed society, we are conditioned.